是的，好的。محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہم دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری، مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری، خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہم، خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، جوار محمد میں رہتے ہم، پس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے، پس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے، نہ بھولو گزارش کرتے ہم، نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہم، اے اختر میرے قلب و جائے وہاں، اے اختر میرے قلب و جائے وہاں، اے اختر میرے قلب و جائے وہاں، مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہم، مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، اور مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری، وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، جوار محمد میں رہتے ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہم،
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، ورفعنا لك ذکرک. This is very beautiful poem, and mashallah, very beautifully rendered by Bhai Jaz also. And Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are staying in the neighborhood of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate for those people who are permanently staying there, and they've been chosen by Allah Ta'ala to be there in Madinatul Munawwara. And then those people who go for visits to make ziyarat for the little wife, they are also so fortunate. And Hazrat is beautiful mizaj, that even just the person who thinks of Medina and who cherishes Medina, that person also has got great, great value by Allah Ta'ala. Zameen par Medine ki rehte hai hum. We are living here on the grounds of Medina Sharif. Just to be in Medina Sharif, wherever you are, in your hotel, you are even a little distance out of the Haram also, but you are in part of Medina. How fortunate are you not that you, Allah has chosen you to be there. Falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. We are staying here on the ground of Medina, but we are boastful in the sense that we make shukr to Allah that we are, Allah has made us by the connection of Medina, made us more superior than the skies and the heavens also. Just because of the nisbat, the connection of Medina to Munawwara, just by staying there, Allah has made you more valuable than even the farishtas, just by your connection of Medina to Munawwara. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ba'da Khuda, Tuhi Buzur Qissa Mukhtasar. After Allah Ta'ala, there is no one's position but of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Medina's value also is because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by staying there, your value is because of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and his value is more than the Malaika also, more than Jannat also. May Allah let us understand this great nisbat and connection which Allah has given us. And just to be in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just to be thinking of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what to say of reading Durood Sharif, what to say of adorning the sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what to say to be in Madina Sharif, what to say to be in Masjid Nabawi, and to be close to Rawda-e Mubarak. And when a person is blessed to read Salatu Salam on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what a great blessing, what a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Na poocho ki kya hai hamara sharaf. Don't ask what is our honor. In other words, our honor is very great. We ourselves are useless. But then nisbat connection. And this nisbat connection is a very, very great thing. It is by on account of this nisbat. Like for example, to understand nisbat, you go to somebody's house, middle of the night also. The people are angry, you are disturbing us, etc. But you tell them that so and so has sent me, who is very close to them. Immediately the whole nisbat, that connection, that how great that is. One person who was a very pious person and like a minister, and he used to read 1,000 times Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one night he read 700 times and the king summoned him. So he had to go to the king. When he came back, he read his 300 other Durood, he completed his 1,000. Next day he was sitting in his majlis, and a poor person who looks like a down-to-earth person came, and this person got up to meet him. He was some respectable, who had inner qualities within him. Then he told him he's very disturbed, etc. And because his wife gave birth and they've got nothing whatsoever in the house. So then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this buzur told that person to go to the king and tell the king that he must give this person 100 dirhams, which was 100 gold coins. And tell Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say to that person tell the king that I read my 700 durus, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying. And then the king summoned him, and then he had to read that other 300 later. So this connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that king was so astonished and so happy. He gave him 100, and he gave this person who brought him, who used to read that durus, for him 100, for bringing another 100, till he made it 1,000. He said, no, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we must take 100. We are only going to take 100, not more than 100. So that connection, this is a very great thing which we know, to be connected with any buzur, to be connected with Islam, to be connected with Medina Sharif, to be connected with Nabi, nisbat connection is a very, very great thing. So may Allah let us understand, just because of this connection, we are useless, we are full of sin, we are nothing. But this connection that Allah has blessed us with, then what are you asking? What is our honor? On account of this connection, Jawari Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may rehte hai ham. We are staying in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a person who is physically staying, what to say? And then that person who is in his thoughts, and that person who has the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart, what to say of that person who is spiritually so close to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? Garam hai ye maalik ka, ye dosto. This is only the great graces, kindness, favors of Allah, O my friend. Otherwise, we are nothing whatsoever. Madine ki basti mein baste hai hum. That we are staying in the city of Medina. No matter how many days, how many minutes you get there, how valuable it is. And just because of staying there, this is the great favor of Allah, whom Allah chooses to take there and to stay there. How fortunate are not those people. Madine ki nisbat hai, qeemat meri. My value is the connection of Medina. That I love Medina, that Medina is in my heart, that I cherish Medina. Because of that is my value. Wherever you are, but if you are connected with Medina, you have got great, great value. Like we see also, like even in this safar, many times, there, complete strangers will come and meet you. And then you wonder from where, then they tell you the topi you wear. Then you are connected with Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar. That nisbat, just that topi is nisbat, and that person has got value for you. And he comes and he meets you with great respect and with great love, just that you got the topi, that nisbat that it shows. So this nisbat is such a great thing. Wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. Otherwise, we are in nothing. We are not worth a pie. We are not worth a shell. We are very cheap. We have got no value. But it is this nisbat of Madinatul Munawwara. They are just that nisbat alone. Don't look at the person, how he's dressed. Don't look at what call it his amal. But just that nisbat. And all who come to Medina Sharif, with that love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And with what love they come there. So don't be fooled with the outside. You see to yourself. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that on yourself make it compulsory. And with the others be lenient. So about yourself you worry. But our attitude, we find fault with everyone. And we can't see our big faults of finding fault. That is our biggest fault. There was finding fault. Like for example, here in the bottom up, somebody took a photo, my photo also, and they put it on somewhere, wherever. He committed the guna of taking the photo. That is it. Then he committed a bigger guna of publicizing the guna. And then he committed a bigger guna of blaming the people whose photo was taken. Today, wherever you are, in the Tablighi Ijtimaas, our big buzzard, camera, on the phone, who and who is not taking their photos? You are walking to the masjid. In fact, once we are walking to Roza Mubarak now, as we are walking, one Arab told me, Maulana, I was wondering how he knows me. So I looked at him, but who is this? So he told me, stand with me, surah, take a photo. You must stand with me, take a photo. So anywhere they take your photo, no, of course we didn't stand on it, but while walking they take your photo. So the other person commits the guna, and then he says, he puts a guna on this person. Publicizes the guna, you make it guna is guna. To publicize your guna is a bigger guna. And then to blame somebody else, that is even a bigger guna. So today that is the... So there also in Medina Sharif, we to find fault with other people. Unfortunately, this is a common thing. And I think I'm very pious. I got khanka topi, beard, sunnat kurta. But in my heart, I'm finding fault with everyone around me. We are committing a bigger guna. Those people are involved in outward gunas. We are involved in the guna of the heart. And we don't even realize it. So the person, think that all who are coming in the love of Nabi. And with what feeling? Well, once also we were walking to Roza Mubarak. Most probably it was an Irani man, it looked like. And he asked me, Payambar, Payambar, where is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? With what feeling he was asking? There was ignorance also, he didn't know, but his feeling, emotion, that where is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So these things, they got great love, and that nisbat is a very great thing. Then if you got outward amal, you got your surat according to sunnah, what to say about that? But very sad, if we got our outside very nice, but we are finding fault with everyone. That will be a sad case. When you see the good qualities that in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all are coming. Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho. May Allah bless us all with the mosh of Madinatul Munawwara. And really, Allah Ta'ala, there are so many people who die away from Medina, but Allah transfers their body to Medina. And there are people who die in Medina and they are transferred out of Medina. So may Allah make our lives really with that love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. We cherish his sunnah, we try and practice, we try and propagate his sunnah, have love for his sunnah. Inshallah, Allah will bless us, whether it is physically or whether it is spiritually. Allah will bless us with the mosh of Madinatul Munawwara. And the first people that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede for on the day of Qiyamah are the people of Jannatul Baqi. And after that, Jannatul Ma'ala in Madinatul Makkatul Mukarramah. How fortunate are those people to be buried in Jannatul Baqi, to be buried in Jannatul Ma'ala, mashallah. Khuda se dua ye bhi karte hai hum. That is also a dua, O Allah, make our mort to be in Madinatul Munawwara. ये नालायकों पर है रब का कर्म. दिस इज एंड रिमेंबर दिस इज हजरत इज राइट एंड हजरत इज सेइंग सो वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज आवर हजरत अल्लाह अकबर व्हाट इज द पोजीशन ऑफ हजरत. ऑल हजरत अशआर शोज ऑफ द ग्रेट लव ऑफ अल्लाह मारिफत ऑफ अल्लाह ताला लव ऑफ नबी अली सलातो सलाम. बट हजरत इज सेइंग अबाउट हिमसेल्फ नालायकों दैट वी आर नालायक वी आर यूजलेस वी आर बेर वी आर बेस्ड वी आर रॉटन. When Hazrat is saying that, what must be our condition? But unfortunately, just because we made our outward litter, now we look down upon other people. And we don't know by that how down we are making ourselves. So, this is, ye naalaikon par hai rab ka karam. This is the karam, the favors, the ihsan, the mercies, the compassion of Allah Ta'ala upon sinful people like us. Muhammad ki nagri mein rehte hai, that we are staying in the gullies, we are staying in the streets, we are staying in Madinatul Munawwara. Just to be staying there, whether you go for one day, whether you go for one week, for one month, and those who are staying all the time, what you say? Okay? So very fortunate are those people, and this is a great part of our Iman, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the love of Madinatul Munawwara. Shafaat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki bhi ho naseeb. May Allah bless us with the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Huwa al-habibu al-ladhi turja shafaatuhu li kulli hawlin min al-ahwali muqtahimi. And this poem is written on the lock of the qabr of Nabi inside. Not on the outside, on the inside. And when Allama Abu Sayyidi read this poem, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whole body shook in pleasure and in joy. Okay? So the shafaat, and this is also a thing that we are very unmindful. It is a very great ibadah to ask of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our du'as, oh Allah, accept it in the intercession of by the shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our a'mal, our iman, everything. This is a way that you can say almost more than 100% Allah will let when you ask on the behalf of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Some of you, for example, you love your daughter very much, and somebody says that comes to you, asks you for help, and tells you that with your daughter, that we have got friendship, we are friends. A lady comes, she says that, and now you just think of your daughter, you do all the work for you. Because of the feeling you have for your daughter, you have for your son. What feeling Allah got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest feeling. And when you just present Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, who cried for 40 years for the little error that he had made. And when he just took the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately Allah. Then Allah asked him, how do you know about... First Allah forgave him, finished. Then Allah asked, how do you know about Muhammad? Then he said, I saw it written on the arsh in Jannah. That Allah, that you have put Muhammad's name with your name, and I knew there is nobody more beloved. So if we also, there is also, we are very negligent. We got lot of du'as, lot of things, but we don't take the shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wasila. And when we read our salatu salam in the words of our, the common words which ulama have shown us, the east which we ask for wasila. That we ask for the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So everywhere we should be asking that whenever we make our du'as, ask in the wasila, in the shafaat, or take the wasila of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oh Allah, for the love you have for your Nabi, for his great position by you, I beg of you, accept my ibadah, accept my du'a, accept my iman, whatever it is, then they not to put for 100% yaqeen, Allah will accept you. And with durood sharif, Allah accepts everything. We really haven't understood what a great Nabi, al-Nabi rahmat, Nabi kareem, Allah Ta'ala has given us. Dua raati, ye bhi karte hai hum. Day and night we are making this dua. So this is the condition of Hazrat. But us, let us think if we make once also this dua. Once a day, once a week, once a month even if we make this dua. What connection have we got with our Nabi? How much are we concerned about our Iman, etc.? Hey, that it must be accepted. Ask for in the wasila. And with the sifarish, shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will grant us. So we should have that connection. And Allah has opened this great door of the wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Let us not be unmindful and let us not use it. like a person has got, for example, a huge treasure buried under his house or just under the carpet, yeah, but he's not using it. And he knows about it also. And it's there. And really this is the case with every mu'min. Allah has opened the treasures of Jannah with our zikr. La ilaha illallah. Laysa laha hijab dun Allah. There is nothing that blocks you. The our la ilaha reaching from Allah Ta'ala. Nazar wo hai, jo is kaun aur makan se paar ho jaye. Lekin jab wo rukhe taaba par pare, bekaar ho jaye. That your la ilaha, as soon as it's hardly out of your mouth, it has reached the arsh of
Allah.
Then our Shaykh, the Ahmed Baraka Rahmatullah Ali, taught us that now make this muraqabah thing, that there is a column of noor from the arsh of Allah going right into your heart. And now that is the big store, the big storage place. And take whatever you want now from there. What your la ilaha illallah, now take from Allah iman, ma'rifat of Allah, muhabbat of Allah. Whatever you want to, your dunya's things, your akhirat's things, whatever you want to, now just take it pouring into your heart. And open your heart with the zikr of Allah also. So Allah has given us, that is with our zikr. And with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has made him the key also. And you can take from Allah whatever you want to through the shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't use it. We are not aware of it also. We are unmindful. We live our lives day in and day out without even the thoughts of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a treasure Allah has given us, but we are not using it. Allah has offered us what's a Rolls Royce, what's a Ferrari, what's a top of the range Mercedes, but we are preferring to go on a wheelbarrow. We are preferring to go on a donkey. Allah has given us this. It's open for us. For the believers, all the treasures Allah has thrown open. And for us, the keys are there. But we are preferring to go on this, on a rotten road, broken road. And then Allah has given us beautiful free ways to reach Allah. But we are preferring to choose the ways of dunya, the filthy, dirty roads with cracks and broken roads, potholes, and we prefer to go there. What hasn't Allah given us? The Quran Sharif, what a treasure Allah has given us. Dua Allah has given us. Zikr Allah has given us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what great treasures Allah Ta'ala has given us. Madina mein har saal ho haadri. May Allah grant us to be present in Madina Sharif every year. Really the essence of this is that as soon as the thirst comes again, and ye also see Hazrat's beautiful, Hazrat's words, all ilhami from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat has taught the whole of the soul. As it has come in the Hadith Sharif, وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيهَا. Allah says, my love is compulsory for those people who have love between one another for my sake. And the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you have the, how won't Allah's love come to you? If you have the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So you have that Muhammad. And Hadrat explains, this is with your share also. But with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest share. So that muhabbat and the place of muhabbat and love is the heart. So you have your muhabbat, it's in your heart. Nobody knows about it. You got it concealed in your heart. But Allah wants it to be made known also. So the next part of the hadith, walil mutajalisina fiyya. For those people who sit together, who go and meet one another. And they sit. Now don't just keep your muhabbat in your heart. Go and meet your friend also. Sit with your friend also. Go by your shaykh also, and go by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then sit there in Masjid Nabawi. Now you are mutajalisina fiyya. Sit there also, and pass your time in the sohbat, in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. With this yaqeen, my Nabi is alive. And I'm sitting in the sohbat of my Nabi. What an honor. Nobody else in the world got this honor. What Allah has blessed us with. And then this part which Hazrat is explaining, walil mutazawirina fiyya. Don't sit there forever. Go away, give others a chance also. And then go and see to your other work also. Come back next year again. Come back again once the thirst is burnt. Come back again. Don't just sit there all the time. Go and come mutazawirina. Walil mutabadilina fiyya. And also spend for the sake of deen.
for the sake of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam,
spend also on your beloved,
spend on him also. So this is also a great ibadah. So here in this one line, Hadrat has put this whole hadith al-Qudsi in this one line. So that is a very important aspect also. And what a balance also. You don't become a burden to people, beg from people, sponsor me, I want to go stay in Medina, I'm a big buzzard, I just want to be in Medina. Now other people must work for you. Now you come back, you earn your money again. When you got your money, you go again the next year. Don't be dependent upon other people. What your own work here also. See, so dunya's nizam also carries on. And your akhirat also is carrying on. Khuda se ye faryad karte hai hum. When we beg of Allah for this, there is also an important thing. When we are there, we make dua also. That oh Allah bring us back. And the beautiful dua which ulama has written at the end of ziyarat, Allahumma la taj'al hada akhir al-ahd bi nabiyyika wa haramika wa masjidi. Don't make this my last contact with your nabi, his haram and his masjid. Warzuqni al-awd ba'd al-awd, al-marra ba'd al-marra, oh Allah, let me return over and over again. Wal-wukuf ladayhi, and oh Allah, keep me here, let me stay here also. Hey, how beautiful. And وَرُدَّنَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِنَا صَالِمِينَ غَانِمِينَ آمِنِينَ. And return us to our family safely also, having acquired the treasures of Medina, the treasures of Makkah Sharif. What those treasures, return us back to our families also. What a beautiful Allah, to be the children of ulama-i Dioban, the ulama-i Haq. There isn't enough shukr we can make. Our ustaz, whoever taught us, our primary madrasa, our alif batata, who taught us our wuzu, our namaz, no matter how much duas we make for them, it's not enough. Allah brought us on the right path. And then Allah guided us to ulam mashayikh. We don't know, we can't make enough shukr. How many people, unfortunately, are misguided? They are not close to deen. Nobody is telling them about deen. Allah made our environment such. How much persons we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. By the barakat of our Shaykh, and Hadrat used to say, they don't think that I come here for your comfort of your country here, the food you offer me, your houses you say, come and see Karachi. How what comfort Allah has given me in my khanqah. Every type of comfort that Hazrat should sacrifice. For their suffers Hazrat made to our country. And any person who makes suffer knows that what it is to go through all the immigration and the security checks and all the airports and all the things. And then the traveling, the discomfort of flights, etc. Delays in flights, postponement of flights, all of these things. Hadrat Abu Buzurg tolerated. And at the end, Hadrat was in a wheelchair. In that condition. Now imagine a person, Hadrat was paralyzed at the end, going to toilet, but all that he tolerated. For what reason? Just for this. So how much person we appreciate Abu Buzurg? But who of us ever made dua for Hadrat also? Even once a day, who of us make dua for our mashayikh, for our asatizah? And this is what is the tasawwur. This consciousness comes to us. And when a person becomes conscious, my ustad who taught me my alif batata, who taught me my hips, all my other ustad, when do we even go and meet our ustad? When do we make think about our ustad? Make dua for them. That person and ustads, normally, their hearts are also very sensitive. A student who doesn't appreciate, their heart goes off that student. And then your doors close. And if you, it's up to you to take that initiative. So think of how much do we appreciate our asatizah. Wow, what duas do we make? Those who have passed away, do we even read at least three times Qulhu Allah? At least three times La ilaha illallah and pass the sawabs to them. This is what is the sawab, this consciousness, this appreciation. A dog gets a piece of bread from your dog, it remains loyal there. What didn't we get from our asatizah and from our ulama-i haq? And from our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. But how much do we appreciate? How much do we think about it? You ask somebody for a pen, you just wanted to make a tick somewhere. You tell him, Jazakallah, thank you very much. For that one little bit. But for these great favors, no appreciation. Then ye janwar se bhi kam, as I would say, this person is lower than anyone else. And this tasawwuf is to make us human beings. Muslims and Mu'mins we will still become, and Sufis will still become, but at least become a human being first. Learn to appreciate a person who can't say thank you, who can't say jazakallah. What is the value of that person? And from your heart that appreciation. But unfortunately, we are living like zombies, just carrying on. We don't think of this. What favors of Allah? Every second, and the greatest favors are of Allah. Every moment, and a person who learns to realize it in his thoughts, it comes in his heart. We don't acknowledge in the first place. If a person who acknowledges, and then he talks about it to himself, and he talks to other people, how won't that person be loved? By Allah, by His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is, we must express this love also. Talk about it also. Don't just keep it in your heart. How many wives complain, my husband doesn't show me love? How many husbands complain, my wife doesn't show me love? Don't just keep it in the heart. So for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for Allah, how much more should it be? For Qur'an Pak, what a kitab Allah has given us. And Allahu Akbar. Everyone experiences the Imams of the Haramain, and the Saudis especially, Allah has given them a special lehja. And how they read Qur'an Sharif, and that subject method they choose, how they, Allahu Akbar, it swipes you off your feet, and you're like out of this world when you are making your namaz there. What enjoyment Allah has given for us. So all the people of Medina, Hazrat says, those who are living there, na bhoolo guzarish ye karte hai hum. Don't forget us in your du'as. When you read Salatu Salam, then don't forget us. How many of us people meet us? We are going for Hajj, we are going for Umrah. We don't even tell them that convey our salams to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he left his last part of his life in Medina Sharif, passed away, buried in Medina to in Jannatul Baqi. Hazrat should say, when people write letters, his murids, and they don't say, convey my salams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat should become very upset and angry, that every day I go 5 times a day to the masjid, and I convey salams. And haven't you got connection with your Nabi? Somebody is going and they visiting your mother's town where your mother lives, and they're going to your mother's house also. And you don't even say, you must give my mother salams. Forget that you sent some present. Forget that you sent something for her. You don't even say that, give my mother salams. What's the value of that person? And the greatest attachment is of Nabi alayhi salam. And we don't say, give salams to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Many of us, we are negligent in this people. And Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, and alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the good fortune, Hazrat should sit in the haram for hours and hours in the sun. In those days, the courtyards where the umbrellas are now, there was pebble stones in there. It wasn't tiled, there was pebble stones there. And there Hazrat should sit. And for hours and hours Hazrat should sit. Allah only knows what muraqabah, what Hazrat is to make. I had the opportunity, alhamdulillah, to be in Hazrat's khidmat, and just in case any need Hazrat has, then you have somebody had to be there. So Hazrat, what connection you got with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Prasad Sahab Puri, rahmatullah alayhi, wrote his whole kitab, Bazlul Majhur, at the feet of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That section which is between the qabr and the wall there, that small little section, all his friends sat there and wrote the whole kitab there. So these people who sat for days and years at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are there and they are present, and we don't give salam. And the value of Medina, the value of Masjid Nabawi, the value of the Rauza is all the value of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the value. And we don't send salams. So we should then tell whoever is going, please convey my salams, inshaAllah. After, mere dil ko jaan hai wahan. Hazrat says, my heart and soul is in Medina. Bodily we go away, and here also our Buzurg, Hazrat Maasha Abrar Laksab, Rahmatullah Ali taught us what wonderful words. When we are leaving Medina Sharif, say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I would never have left. I love to live here, yeah, but for your deen's khidmat I'm good. So then also a person will get tawfiq to make deen's khidmat also. Because deen has to be alive in the whole world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. And deen's work must carry on in the whole world. Because of that I'm going. Whatever type of work you are involved in, whether it is in the Darul Uloom, whether it is in a khanqa, tabligh, jamaah, whatever deen's type of work, writing of kitabs, etc. Whatever it might be, because of that I'm going. I'm a muazzin, I have to go give azan in my masjid. I'm an imam, I have to go and make imamat, whatever it is. So in that way, that we say, my heart and soul I'm leaving here, but my body I'm going. Madinah say, go, do, rehte hai hum. Though we are living far from Madinah Sharif. We are here in South Africa. How far is Madinah? But then our heart and soul must be there. But how many of us, our heart and soul is there? Our heart and soul is not even in the masjid. It is, we are in our dunya all the time. And we are just immersed and absorbed in our dunya. Our heart and soul must be in deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Zikr Quran.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi sayyidina Muhammadin. Fakurun, dil mera ho jaye maidan e khud, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard e dil ho, dard e dil ho, dard e dil. Ghair se bilkul hi tut jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں بس خبردار تیرا شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ میرے ساتھ میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کرداروں نہ مسیحا تو بھی مگر غفار یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے بس کا دنیا میرے زبان ہے میرے تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط ہو تجھ سے محبت خلق سے میں بیزار ہوں ہر دم ذکر ہو فکر میں تیرے مست رہو سرشار ہوں ہوش لینا مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار ہوں اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر گرد زبان جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر جنوں انسوں کو ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا ہے نور امید نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تار میں آخر گرد زباں ہے میرے مستانہ خوشی آیتم تا ابد جانا چنی بایتم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شان نسلام شیر و شکر شود جان سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب
الله 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 الله
کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن بس دعا مانگتا ہوں اے ناراض بھی جس کسی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بھروز جزا مانگتا ہوں اس کا غم رکھوں میری امداد حق سے تجھے ہوں اللہ آج آسما ہم رنگ بھول راج راہ خدا محرم نہ بھول اب نے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ جو ہے بے جہاں مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشائے رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں, اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں, اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے. سب کہہ دو انشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
We are the students who are completed.
من ابوكم؟
يوسف محمد موسى.
وانت؟
اياد عبد الرحيم موسى.
يعني في الجماعة؟
صوفي.
صوفي؟
ما شاء الله.
كم شهر كملت؟
تقريبا 15 شهر.
خمسة؟
تقريبا.
كلاهما؟ ما شاء الله. These are two students who are completing from Palestine. And mashallah, they are children of very prominent people there. And in 5 months they have completed.
Allah.
And they are leaving back for home now. And mashallah, they came and in 5 months they did their hijj. They will be completing now, inshallah. They are returning tomorrow. That's why we are having this little jalsa.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
من أستاذكم؟
أنا مسلم.
إن شاء الله.
الله in the class of Maulana Musa Largat, mashallah. Maulana Musa Largat, mashallah. Previously also students came and they went and Maulana went in Jamaat and he opened a hips class also in Palestine, mashallah. لماذا ترجع تبقى هنا وتدخل في إن شاء الله عالي
بعد رمضان نرجع
لماذا تذهب وترجع تبقى هنا
ما شاء الله
وأنت في من أستاذك وأنا موسى ما شاء الله
هذا من أخي
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم
بعدها ترجو بعد رمضان ما شاء الله it is a great lesson for us to learn see where is Palestine where is Azad and where is South Africa they've come all the way and also see mashallah what capacity Allah had given them in 5 months they've completed mashallah and in Maulana Musa Al-Orgat's class other ustads also their door also is pakka strong and in 5 months mashallah So we should take a lesson. Lesson, we are here. The Darul Uloom is here. How many of us are making our children alim hafiz? We are sending our children to other parts of the world to go and gather other type of knowledge. Yeah, the real knowledge is right in our town. And we are dismissing that. We are sending our children for other type of knowledge everywhere else. And the people of the world are coming here. How many country students are coming here? May this be an eye-opener for us. And we will be questioned that in your town, in your house there was knowledge and you didn't take it. And you can look for other knowledge at other places. So Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept from the students, give us all also tawfiq and the virtues of becoming hafiz in this world and in the akhirah. What great virtues there are for the parents, etc. Allah Ta'ala will give them such great honor for the students themselves who complete. And mashallah, all our previous students also of Palestine, they are doing great work there. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our students, all of us for Deen, and make Deen come alive in the whole world, inshaAllah.
والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى بسم الله وعلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكروا الذاكرون. وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من هوائج الدنيا والآخرة ولا نبيها صلاة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والعمل والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطيئة. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي ومولاها. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي وفرج عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا. اللهم اهد الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم قوت العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرحا وهودا لنا موردا. اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي واستعملنا بسنتي وتوفنا على ملتي واجعلنا من هزبي. اللهم اجعلنا من رفقاء النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم أنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعل لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعل لنا حجتي يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا ومن النار سترا وحجابا وفي الجنة رفيقا. اللهم زين أخلاقنا بالقرآن ونجنا من النار بالقرآن. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اجعل حبك حب الأشياء إلينا، واجعل خشيتك خوف الأشياء عندنا، واقطع عنا هاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقرت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا. ربنا اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومقيمين الصلاة من ذريتنا، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأصيهما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وعلو، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى لسان اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.